This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
director Sam Mendes is bringing the Beatles to the big screen like never before, announcing a groundbreaking four-film project at CinemaCon. We've talked about this a little bit. Each movie will focus on a different member of the band. John, Paul, George, and Ringo will all get their own individual movies. It has full approval from Apple Court. What is interesting, though, is they have finally cast the characters. So Paul McCartney will be played by Paul Mescal.
Oscar-nominated actor.
You'll know him from Gladiator II, Electric Boogaloo. John Lennon, he is going to be played by Harris Dickerson from Iron Claw.
Don't know him.
Ringo Starr is Barry Keoghan. You know him from Saltburn, The Eternals. He was Joker in the latest Batman movie. And George Harrison will be Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things. He was Eddie Munson.
Ah, that's
I can't,
one.
I can't
I
put
one.
A face on that. Who's the guy from Gladiator?
He was the son.
Oh, he played the son.
No, was that Pedro Pascal?
Joseph Quinn was also in Gladiator 2.
They were all both in?
Both of them were in it, yes. I looked it up.
Well, they're 20-somethings.
Yeah.
So are they going to, like, pull it off and really sing like the guy did for the Queen movie? Didn't he sing some of that?
I don't know.
That'll be the question.
Start with the Ringo one first, so the bar is set low.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm not wrong.
President Donald Trump did sign an executive order yesterday aimed at combating ticket scalping in the live entertainment industry. And Kid Rock, his longtime supporter, joined him in the Oval Office
dressed
for the
like
signing.
A clown.
he had an American flag on his
he was
red
dressed
outfit.
Like a
he
clown.
Looked a little ridiculous, but it's not surprising for Kid Rock.
He's Kid Rock.
Everyone's given Zelensky trouble for wearing it.
Here's the thing about it. I listened to Kid Rock's comments in there. He's like, I make more money than I deserve. And we already set our prices for our concerts. That's what I want my fans to be able to come and see my concert for. If the ticket's $70, that's what I think the ticket should be set at. You shouldn't have to go online and pay $110 just because there are $40 in fees, or you shouldn't have to buy them on a secondary market and pay $300 for a $70 ticket. I don't know how they fix that, but the executive order getting the FTC involved in all that is one step in it, right?
Ethan has an answer.
What's that, sir?
Well, we were talking about it earlier. I remember a time when ticket scalping was illegal, but
now
maybe
Ticketmaster does it.
Maybe go after the big corporations that are selling the tickets that also are housing the ticket secondary market.
Yes.
I mean,
we can all line up on a Saturday like the old days.
Oh, I love that, yeah. Sue. That was the best.
I camped out for Van Halen tickets one time. Yes,
overnight.
Absolutely. Overnight.
You get a line ticket and hope they cut it near you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The Country Music Association has announced the 2025 inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Kenny Chesney was recognized as the modern era country artist in his category. June Carter Cash, inducted in the Veterans Era artist category, and Tony Brown entering in the non-performing category. This blew up online because everybody was like, June Carter Cash is not in the Country Hall of Fame yet.
This is her first time. Have you noticed something here?
That is.
Brian Johnson is not being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. But country music artists are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's screwed up. I'm sorry. That's just my two cents.
One last quick one. Tanya Haddix, featured in the HBO documentary series Chimp Crazy, has admitted to lying about the death of Tonka, a chimpanzee. It looks like she perjured herself and stuff, so she is in a little bit of trouble. She is from Missouri. That whole thing took place here.
So wow.
She's in trouble.
She lied. So is the monkey still alive?
Monkey is still alive. Ooh. They found it in a cage in her basement.
Uh-oh. That's cruel.
Aw.
Wow. Okay.
Get more at 971talk.com.